Congo Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 15. Raffarin to relax working hours law. Jean-Pierre Raffarin, the French Prime Minister, said yesterday he would relax the law enshrining the 35-hour working week, so employees could work longer hours if they wanted. Seeking to reassert his authority after the departure of the popular Nicolas Sarkozy, the former finance minister, from his cabinet, Mr. Raffarin said the French people had to work harder to pay for the country's social needs. Working more creates more wealth, more economic growth and more jobs, he said. I want to enable employees who want to work more to earn more and to allow companies to gain more dynamism, spurring them to hire again. He promised to lift the legal ceiling on annual overtime from 180 hours to 220 hours. However, Mr. Raffarin's right-wing government has stopped short of scrapping the main provisions of the 35-hour week law, which was introduced by a socialist government in 1999. In spite of protests from French business that the law is crippling the country's competitiveness, President Jacques Chirac has described the 35-hour week as an acquired right. Ernest-Antoine Cellière, the president of the MEDEF, France's main business association, welcomed the government's announcement. He said MEDEF's members had waited, with hope, then impatience, and finally exasperation, for the cabinet to tackle the issue since the right-wing government took office in May 2002. He said, "At last the government has decided to attack the French exception of 35 hours. But some trade union leaders expressed doubts about the government's intentions. Jacques Voisin, president of the CFTC, one of France's largest unions, said he had the impression it was Christmas time for MEDEF. In an attempt to relaunch his unpopular government by issuing a fresh contract for 2005, Mr. Raffarin vowed yesterday to cut the unemployment rate by 10% next year, mainly by introducing measures to stimulate job creation. He also promised to provide more assistance for small and medium-sized business, to simplify the social security system and to improve youth training. Political observers suggest Mr. Raffarin has to strike a precarious balance between the demands of Mr. Chirac and the concerns of his increasingly restive parliamentary party, the UMP. Some UMP parliamentarians fear they are heading for electoral defeat in 2007 and are gravitating towards Mr. Sarkozy, who stepped down from the finance ministry last month to head the party and who appears to be establishing a shadow Élysée, presidential palace. Mr. Sarkozy yesterday praised the Prime Minister for softening the 35-hour rules. He has restored work and effort to their true place in the hierarchy of the Republic's values, he said. Fin du texte numéro 15.